We believe that the most scientific view, the most up-to-date and rationalistic conception, will find its fullest satisfaction in taking the Bible story literally. We may be sure that all these things happen just as they are set out according to Holy Writ. In the words of a forgotten work of Mr. Gladstone, we rest with assurance upon the impregnable rock of Holy Scripture. Sir Winston Churchill. Chapter 1. No White Hats or Black Hats. I remember watching old Western movies when I was a kid. The good guys always wore white hats, and the bad guys wore black hats. Sometimes the good guy rode a white stallion and would give chase to the bad guy who rode a horse that looked like it had been scrubbed with charcoal. There were no shades of gray. It was a black and white world. And even though I always knew early on who the hero and villain were, I enjoyed the process of the bad guy getting what was coming to him. The good guy always won. It was a secure world. That cannot be said of the world we live in today. There are no more black hats and white hats to tell us up front who the bad guys and the good guys are. While I'm writing this, the only example I can think of where the terms white hat and black hat are used is with regard to search engine optimization, how to ethically and unethically achieve high search engine rankings of websites on the internet. For a fee, there are people who will teach others how to use black hat methods to steal websites from others and even redirect sales meant for them to you. However, stealing is stealing, no matter how you try to sugarcoat it with terms. The ultimate mind game. In my author's note, I told you about the war that is raging throughout the world. We're the generals and soldiers fighting to conquer the world with their secular worldview, wearing black hats. You might be surprised to find out who some of the people are that are wearing them. These black hat wearers are everywhere and from virtually every walk of life. It may be your neighbor, the writers of your children's textbooks, the school principal, or maybe even a leader in your church. The point I'm trying to make is that in many cases you have absolutely no clue what color hat a person is wearing upon first contact. Card-carrying secularists, Darwinists, atheists, the billions of people who have bought into the propaganda that it took millions, even billions of years to get our planet and universe to the way they are today, they look no different than those of us who believe the Bible word for word and cover to cover. A tragic fact is that many professing Christians have bought into the millions of years, just as I had done during the years I was a theistic evolutionist. I was even a trustee, a leader in my church at that time. Looking back to my childhood when Bible stories were told in Sunday school, they were presented as stories instead of as historical fact. This is a terrible mistake that is perpetuated in far too many churches today. Children are taught in school that they descended from apes, and then when they are in church, their Sunday school teachers tell stories instead of presenting historical biblical events that really happened. Is it any wonder, then, that 4 out of every 5 teens raised in Christian homes quit going to church altogether as soon as they are old enough to leave home or go off to college? They have no biblical foundations to anchor their lives to. It truly is the ultimate mind game that is playing out in every imaginable venue.